This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has announced a formal end to violence against Israel. Also today, Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon declared an end to military actions against Palestinians. Sharon and Abbas made these statements while meeting in Egypt. They're holding the first summit between Israeli and Palestinian leaders in more than 4 years. The host for this summit is Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak. Jordan's King Abdullah is also taking part, and they're all meeting amid a sense of optimism that's taken hold since Abbas succeeded Yasser Arafat as Palestinian leader. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, covering the summit. And Peter, how important is this ceasefire?
Well, it's certainly an improvement over what we've seen in recent months, and it is important, considered very important by many of the officials here in terms of keeping this mood of fragile optimism going, perhaps to an extent where we can see some substantive political progress down the road. What we saw today was a very congenial meeting, the four men, after a lengthy discussion, some bilateral and some with all four present, gathered around a large table. President Mubarak of Egypt went first, and then Mahmoud Abbas spoke of what he called a new phase in the relationship with Israel, in which he pledged a complete cessation of attacks against Israelis anywhere, in return for which the Palestinians are wanting a complete cessation of Israeli military operations and attacks against Palestinians anywhere. Abbas called it a reflection of the first phase of the roadmap, the three-stage plan for Mideast peace. He urged a return to bilateralism and an end to unilateralism. That's a reference to the disengagement plan being pushed by Ariel Sharon. Now, Mr. Sharon went next, and he said, "We must act very cautiously because extremists will hope to close this window of opportunity." He said, "Our answer must be to act together to disarm and crush the terrorist groups," as he called them. He says, "Only that way we can have peace." And he said, "That is why it is time for the Israelis to hold up their military operations, but only so long as the Palestinian attacks are quiet. If that changes, of course, things could happen again."
Now you mentioned, Peter, that, to use Sharon's phrase, a window of opportunity. How wide is that window, in a sense? How big is the opportunity here?
One official compared it to a small flame of damp kindling that they're trying to get up into something that could provide a little bit more warmth and heat. It's something that could be extinguished very quickly, is the feeling on both sides here. And the issue will be tested. It's almost a certainty. People on both sides are saying that some attack will happen somewhere. Somebody is going to be injured or killed somewhere in Israel or the Palestinian territories. And the question is, how do the sides react? Israeli officials have been telling us anyone who's a ticking bomb, a suicide bomber, will of course be acted against. But less than that, they're saying, look at it realistically. No country's ever eliminated terrorism completely that we know of. And as long as we're moving in that direction, that's a positive step and something to be happy with. So the next few weeks will be critical.
In addition to those security issues, are there also political obstacles here?
Oh, huge political obstacles, and Mahmoud Abbas today referred to those issues, such as what he called the closing off of East Jerusalem, settlement activity, the barrier being constructed in and around the West Bank by Israel. He said none of those have been solved. However, he said committees will be meeting to discuss those and some other issues, including the releases of prisoners and of Palestinians deported to Gaza. So there is some hope for political progress. The question is how much and how quickly.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR's Peter Kenyon. He's reporting from the scene of a summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.